Good evening. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. A quality engineer at Boeing told the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations Wednesday he was subject to threats from management after pointing out major problems with the 787 Dreamliner passenger jet. Sam Sailpour alleged the company failed to shim or fill tiny gaps between components that could have caused a catastrophic failure in flight.
I was ignored. I was told not to create delays. I was told, frankly, to shut up. My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting.
Aviation watchdogs blame manufacturing issues at Boeing with two crashes that killed 246 people about 5 years ago. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday his country will make its own decisions on how to defend itself. Western nations have been pleading for restraint after a retaliatory attack by Iran over the weekend. The United States, European Union, and G7 countries say they plan to consider tighter sanctions on Iran to mollify Israel. Meanwhile, Iran's president, Ibrahim Ruizi, said his country's ready for war.
Our forces punished the Zionist regime and put it in its place. And this was an announcement to the whole world, to global powers, to the Zionist regime, that the nation of Iran is ready.
Qatar's prime minister, Mohammed bin Thani, says negotiations for a ceasefire are stalled.
At the moment, the negotiations have been struggling. We are doing our best to iron out all the obstacles. We are also doing our best to have a swap deal reached.
The blowback from Israel's Gaza genocide engulfed Columbia University and a hearing room on Capitol Hill Wednesday. The Republican-led House Education Committee met for a second time to grill the leaders of a prestigious university on anti-Semitism. Last month, botched testimony before the committee caused the resignation of Harvard's newly appointed president. This time, the president of another Ivy, New York's Columbia University, Manoush Shafik, was on the hot seat. On the lawn at the Morningside Heights campus of Columbia on Wednesday, students protested as the hearings unfolded.
All staff members and all community members of Columbia University to join us on this lawn!
Students for Justice in Palestine and Jewish Voices for Peace chapters at Columbia have been suspended by administrators, as have two activists who held an unsanctioned support meeting on campus. GOP Representative Bob Good of Virginia says groups that supported the suspended students by signing a petition should also be kicked off campus.
President Shafik, as you know, on March 24, just 3 weeks ago, a coalition of a reported 94 Columbia student organizations led by Students for Justice in Palestine and Jewish Voice for Peace held an event with guest speakers who are connected to and supportive of known terrorist organizations.
Columbia's president, Manoush Shafik.
We did not allow that event to happen. The students applied to host that event at Columbia. We twice said no. They then tried to host it at our neighbor Barnard, who also said no. They then decamped to a dorm room and held it online. We immediately, as soon as we knew, notified the FBI.
The hearings got weird when Georgia Republican Rick Allen invoked God's curse.
If you bless Israel, I will bless you. If you curse Israel, I will curse you. And then in the New Testament, it was confirmed that all nations would be blessed through you. So you do not know about that.
I have heard that. Now that you've explained
okay.
it, yes,
so
I have heard that
it's
before.
It's now familiar. Do you consider that a serious issue? I mean, do you want Columbia University to be cursed by God?
And in more news, Wednesday marks 63 years since United States-backed Cuban mercenaries attempted to overthrow the revolutionary government of Fidel Castro at a place called the Bay of Pigs.
Cuban Foreign Minister Raul Roa, charging his nation, has been invaded by what he terms mercenaries from Guatemala and Florida.
De Guatemala y de la Florida.
Quickly, forcefully, the charges are denied by Chief U.S. Delegate Adlai E. Stevenson.
These charges are totally false, and I deny them categorically.
The mercenaries ran into overwhelming Cuban military strength. Hundreds of invaders were killed. The United States eventually paid $53 million to ransom the captives. Marking the day in a Cuban neighborhood near Miami, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law urging schools to teach the dangers and evils of communism. Although at one point, the governor didn't seem to know much about the subject either.
I've heard it said that if you counted up all the communists left over in Eastern Europe, there's more communists on the Harvard faculty than all of Eastern Europe.
As for the Bay of Pigs, An angry Fidel Castro invited the Soviet Union to set up nuclear-armed missiles on the island, sparking the Cuban Missile Crisis, and the closest we've been to World War III. Paul DiRienzo, New York.